Westminster Oaks Retirement Community resident Barbara Johnson is the no-nonsense chair of the Emergency Preparations Committee. When Hurricane Hermine knocked out the lights and then the switchboard, Johnson's network of block captains kept most of the community's nearly 700 residents calm and informed.
Talked with a lot of daughters or other family relatives of residents who were obviously very concerned. Well, we had no idea when the power would come back on, and they were trying to make judgments about what they do about their loved one.
Some residents babysat so staff members could work round the clock. Westminster Executive Director Don Wilson said sheltering in place instead of evacuating was the right choice.
You don't just load them up and take them somewhere in Tallahassee. Where would we? Well, that would have overloaded the system. And it really didn't make sense to drive them to Gainesville or anything to bring in massive buses.
And elder care advocates agree sheltering in place worked, at least to the extent that there were no storm-related deaths or injuries. But Florida Healthcare Association Executive Director Emmett Reed says the Big Bend Disaster Recovery Plan has a big gap. By Sunday, four area elder care facilities were still waiting to have their power restored.
And as we were going into several days with facilities that were running on generator power, we were really one generator malfunction away from potential human tragedy.
Leading Age CEO Stephen Bamer, an advocate for Westminster and other nonprofits, doesn't call disaster response in the Big Bend an unqualified success either.
The officials were very responsive to us, and we appreciated that very much, but we still think that more could have been done sooner to alleviate the challenges that folks who are caring for seniors ran into.
Westminster administrators who were on site say nobody from the governor's office, the county, or the mayor's office called to check their status. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum blames a communications breakdown. He says he was satisfied Westminster survived after he met Sunday with Reed.
They are considered a vulnerable population, and they were priority. I was told that they had generation that was keeping them going until the lines could be successfully restored there.
But Reed says if Tallahassee's elder care facilities are considered a priority, then officials need to work on their definition. He says utilities in Southwest Florida were able to respond to centers there much quicker in Hermine's wake.
Again, I don't believe it was done intentionally. I think that there's that this was just a systemic issue that we're going to have to look at globally, and we're going to have to make improvements.
Department of Elder Affairs spokeswoman Ashley Chambers says some seniors were more than inconvenienced by the loss of power.
It's not just people complaining because they can't watch the football game. You know, these people need power to, you know, provide electricity for their oxygen machines, for their nebulizers. We had someone with severe asthma who had not been able to use her nebulizer for 5 days.
Gillum says he expects soon to begin a thorough review of disaster response. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.